friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationships Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey, y'all, it is Aaliyah Diana here. Today, we're going to jump into a prophetic word. Before we dive in, I want to read a testimony from my book, Vertical Relationship, Four Steps to Salvation and Getting Right with God. This person says, while reading this book, even if you're questioning your faith, gives insight for coping with daily concerns that anyone can understand. It's an easy read, not preachy, and falls into similar category of daily reading like our daily bread. Read this book. Take time to use the information as a study tool, church meetings, and it will help with the learning about the spiritual realms and daily meditation of God's words. You will not be disappointed. Thank you so much. Okay, so I have been hearing in the spirit of the Lord about deaf and dumb spirits blocking people's ears and eyes to the spiritual realm. And yes, this is including strong Christians, leaders, even your Christian friends, your spouse. This still can have a hold, a block, when people are too prideful to repent of something or that they need healing and deliverance from their strongholds. This will block a person from hearing what they need to hear or seeing what they need to see. These people still have the veil over their mind and heart, and many of them are still listening to false prophets and teachers that lead the flock astray. This is more than literal deaf people, okay? This is speaking as if ears are blocked up, like when you go swimming and you go underwater and water gets in your ears and clogs up your ears so you don't hear correctly, or when you're flying in a plane and your ears blocked up. Oh my goodness, y'all, that happens to me all the time. It's awful. But that is kind of like a spiritual picture I want to give you. In the Bible, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit in Mark 9:25-29, saying, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsing him greatly, and came out of him. Many walk around oblivious that the spiritual realm is no big deal. It's a myth buster. Notice that in every case where healing took place through Jesus' 3-year ministry, it was mainly the devil causing oppression to the people who needed healing and deliverance. Yet many don't understand, because there's an invisible veil that has been over their eyes and ears, covering the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Essentially, the veil covers our mind and heart, needs to be removed when dealing with the spiritual realm. We must take off the veil that has robbed innocent victims of God's holy truth. Otherwise, we can walk around zombie-like, oblivious to hard hearts, reckless minds, become prideful, and still have soul wounds that blind us from seeing and hearing the truth. 2 Corinthians 3:14-15. But the people's minds were hardened, and they do this day whenever the old covenant is being read. The same veil covers their minds, so they cannot understand the truth, the veil that has been removed only by believing in Christ. Yes, even today, when they read Moses' writings, their hearts are covered with the veil and they do not understand. The enemy thrives on casting fear, doubt, worry, but the mind is the optimal place for persecution. For that reason, Satan can have its way with our hurting heart too. If Satan can have a way with your mind, the heart is always attached. Our heart and mind can be hardened from the ruler of the world, or glorified by the maker of the universe. So you see how we are fighting an unspoken spiritual dimension. Scripture understands that minds and hearts were hardened by the veil, so they don't understand God's truth. It's not to be taken literally, it's to be taken spiritually. We need the Lord's help to remove the hidden veil, or it can cause some sticky situations for us. If this veil is not taken off, people will perish in the dark with Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. If the good news or preach is hidden behind a veil, It is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of the world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. I've been hearing it in the spirit for weeks on end, so I know the Lord wants me to do a podcast episode about it. So let's pray against these deaf and dumb spirits. Abba Father, I thank you so much for just revealing the veil that has been covering eyes and ears, Lord, from crown of head to the soles of our feet. I'm asking that anybody here that is not repented of sin, that is maybe not realizing that they have trauma, that they still need healing, Lord, that there's still strongholds or still blocks that the enemy is keeping. Lord, I ask that you show them that they're able to see and hear, if it's not from me, through somebody else, through your word, through a sermon, through a song, that they need to repent and get rid of these deaf and dumb spirits. Because if we don't repent, if we don't turn to you for this healing, Lord, that these deaf and dumb spirits will continue to block a person's way. And that's exactly what the devil wants, to block you from your mission, to keep you out of the kingdom of God. And I say no more. Lord is saying no more. I bind up every deaf and dumb spirit on this podcast right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Spirit speaks to you through this podcast. Blessings.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.